T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me for the final segment here on Hardline is our first sheriff candidate to join us, and it's Miles Carter. Miles, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Miles. You're running for sheriff. What was your reasoning for getting into the race?
Well, I mean, it's clear we need much change at the Erie County Sheriff's Department, specifically in the jails, and then also diversity in the sheriff's patrol.
What do you think right now, looking at the current sheriff's department, what do you think is the main problem with this outgoing administration?
Well, I mean, there was over 32 deaths at the holding center. You're talking about over 400 cases of assault and sexual assault in the holding center. And then you have deputies that are sleeping on the job and collecting overtime for that. So I think that the number one biggest issue is the lack of accountability at the sheriff's department, which is why we've included Carroll's Law as our first point in our platform.
What do you think of we had Jeremy Zellner on at 10:30, and he was talking about the sheriff's race and the Democrat Party putting their endorsement behind Brian Gould before the primary. What are your thoughts on that?
Brian Gould just doesn't represent the change that we need. He's had his own case of police brutality against a black man while he was incarcerated at Cheektowaga Police. In addition to the fact that Cheektowaga does not represent the diversity, their police department doesn't represent the diversity that we need. They had zero black police officers in their department up until Brian Gould decided to run for sheriff.
Looking at the sheriff's race, looking at the primary, I'm sorry, for the sheriff's race, how is your campaign coming along, and where are you getting a lot of support? Do you have support within Buffalo police officers?
Yeah, there are actually a few Buffalo police officers that have shown support. Most of our support is coming from the black community, from the Muslim community, from Amherst, definitely, Tonawanda. We've got a lot of support out in Hamburg and Clarence, Grand Island. We have supporters all over the place. And today we're holding a barbecue, actually, at Lincoln Park in the town of Tonawanda at 299 Decatur in shelter number 5 from 12 to 3 to meet the candidate.
And Miles, going into that that primary, looking on the other side of the aisle, you have the Republican candidates for sheriff, Garcia and Haley, whose last name is escaping my mind right now. What are your thoughts on those candidates?
Well, my thought is that I'm running against all police officers, and essentially police officers are not representing the change that we need in the sheriff's department. So whether they be a Democrat or a Republican, there's some things that we know that Democrats and Republicans both agree on, right? And that's war, and that's mass incarceration. So I'm running against the same on all sides of the aisle, and we're running on a platform of real community change. So whether it be Karen Case or it be Kimberly Beattie or it be Brian Gould, they all represent the same system that needs to be changed immensely.
Looking at the Buffalo Police Department, you know, we've heard a lot of call for change, for reform within the Buffalo Police. Have you seen those moves being made? Would you like to see more when it comes to the Buffalo Police Department?
Well, I mean, we definitely need to see more when it comes to Buffalo Police Department. I mean, their idea of police reform last year was putting their policies and procedures on the website. When in actuality, what we needed them to do is actually prosecute in cases or you know, reprimand police officers in cases of police brutality. We need them to actually respond to calls where people are asking for assistance with respect to shootings. We need them to solve homicides. We need them to investigate missing persons. I mean, all of these things are going uninvestigated. You know, in the case of Tierra Lott, you know, she went missing. She was uninvestigated as a missing person for almost a week. And then it was 3 weeks later that her body was found next to the train tracks. So, you know, there's a lack of seriousness and investigation when it comes to real crimes that occur within the city. And that's really the reform that needs to be done at the Buffalo Police Department.
Looking at the Sheriff's Department and looking at this position, do you think there is something you can do as sheriff, communicating with elected political leaders and also communicating with the police staff around the county? If you get that position, would that be something you would do as sheriff, use that to get these reforms at every police group in Erie County?
100%. I mean, the Sheriff's Department, you know, under my administration, will be a beacon of change, you know, not just for Erie County, but for the nation. We're going to immediately implement Cariel's Law to ensure that there's accountability for instances of police brutality. We're going to halt solitary confinement because of the violation of the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. It's cruel and unusual punishment. We're going to completely deprioritize marijuana. And then in the Erie County jails, we will have women deputies overseeing women inmates so that we can cut down on the amount of sexual assault and assault that's occurring in those jails. So, you know, we will not only communicate with them, but we'll lead the way in showing them how change should be reflected in the Sheriff's Department and throughout the police force within Erie County.
I'm also looking at your platform. You also have a mental health agenda that you're running on.
For sure, 100%. So mental health is a huge issue with respect to policing. We see time and time again that police brutality occurs in instances of people that are seeking mental health assistance or having a mental health episode. You know, part of the platform is to actually route 911 calls to mental health respondents in cases of mental health issues. Also focus on hiring mental health and behavioral health and drug addiction specialists in the Erie County jails, which is what's seriously lacking now. We have a starting salary of about $60,000 for our deputies in the jails. And I would like to start allocating those monies to hiring the right type of people so we can start fixing the problems for the people that are incarcerated.
You also speak of a new correctional facility. What is wrong with the current one, and what would you like to accomplish with the new one?
Well, we have Erie County Holding Center. We have the Erie County Correctional Facility. The Holding Center itself doesn't have the space or the capacity to house the programs that are needed for the inmates. And the one out in Alden is far removed from the community. So there is a demand from the community to at least close one of the jails because we're massively overspending in incarceration. Which jail, we're unsure of just at this time, and so we continue to work with the community and figure that out. But I ultimately believe that a new facility should be created. Both the facilities, the Erie County Jail and the Erie County Holding Center, were built in 1985, and it represents the style of policing and the style of incarceration from 1985. We need to be on a reformative style of incarceration, one that provides programs and green space so that we can actually work on rehabilitating people.
Miles, I'd like to ask you about an incident that happened during the week. We saw this at the new Tapo Pool Club. They came out with a dress code and it was deemed racist. Since then, they've taken it back. What are your thoughts on that dress code, and what do you think needs to be done to better understand those that were offended by it?
Well, I mean, it's clear that stores are not allowed to discriminate based on race, based on ethnicity, based on sexual orientation or sexual identity, right? So when they release a dress code that is so clearly biased against people that against Black people, you know, it's clear that it's discriminatory. You know, my thought is that you should not patronize those businesses that do not want your business. You know, as far as Black people are concerned, we should be patronizing places that are Black owned and supporting our own businesses to ensure that we're improving our own economy. So yes, I do believe that the dress code that they posted was discriminatory in style and nature. But I also believe that we should be patronizing our own businesses and ensuring that we're shopping Black owned so that we avoid those issues.
All right, Miles, how can we find your campaign? How can we get out on if we're looking for more information? You mentioned you do have a fundraiser today. What's your website so we can get some more information?
Yeah, my website is www.milescarter.com, and that's MYLES carter.com. And today we're at 299 Decatur in the town of Tonawanda at Lincoln Park, shelter number 5, and we're having a barbecue. Come meet the candidate. And you can also donate through my website as well.
All right. Anything you wanted to address before we let you go today?
No, I really just want to stress the importance of voting. We have the primary coming up. Early voting is from the 12th to the 20th for the Democratic primary, and then the actual primary day is on the 22nd. During early voting, you can vote at any polling place in Erie County. If you wait until primary day, it has to be at your actual polling place.
Miles, good talking with you. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. That is Miles Carter. He is running for sheriff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.